This is There Goes My Money.
Welcome, everyone, to another There Goes My Money. And this week, it's one half of 2018, episode number 34. I mean, January 2nd, 2018, episode number 34. And since it is the first show of the new year, at the end of the show, we are going to do some official and unofficial what we want to see this year. And let's go ahead and get right into the first item up for pre-order is GT10, which is Generation Toy Beast Wars T-Beast, which is their Optimal Optimus Prime?
No, that's just Season 1 Optimus.
It's just...
That's original recipe Optimus Prime.
It is. Why is it so boxy then?
It's a robot.
It's a robot monkey.
Yeah. It's based on fan art, isn't it? I'm pretty sure the robot mode was, at least.
Yeah, it's based on some kind of art that's been floating around for a while. There's other pieces in the same style. Uh-huh. I don't think it's transitioned very well into a physical form.
Really? No. I think the Motormaster monkey head looks fine.
Hey, look at that. You're not wrong.
I literally, whenever I saw it, I just immediately thought, like, that's a box head like Motormaster, but it's on a monkey.
That's what we should call him, Motormaster Monkey.
I like it.
He looks fine to me in robot. Like, it looks really neat in robot mode, but it just literally, it looks like a Motormaster Monkey.
Okay, so what this looks like to me is a low polygon game model. And that's fine if you're making, like, Virtua Fighter Reveltech figures or Figmas or something. But when you're trying to recreate something that was originally very rounded and organic looking, it's really just not sitting right with me.
I at least appreciate the fact that they went off in a different style. Like, they decided.
I really don't.
I'm not saying I like the style that they chose. I'm just saying I appreciate the fact they didn't try to just mimic exactly what's on screen.
No, Eric, I think you're wrong.
I mean, I actually thought, like, maybe this was sort of some Machine Wars. Like, this is what Optimus Primal would look like if he was in Machine Wars as a normal. It just hurts my head thinking about it. Because I'm looking at these pictures and they just don't look good. I mean, like, yeah, Eric said, the robot mode looks great.
The only thing I can really assess from this is that Generation Toy looked at what Perfect Effect was doing with their Beast Era designs, you know, roboticizing them more, adding a little bit of Zoids into them, kind of in the design sensibilities, and thought, you know, we can do that just as well, if not better, and boy, were they mistaken.
I think that the robot mode, though, was, like, I thought that it was, like, good. Like, that is a neat interpretation, at least to me, the robot mode.
Yeah.
It works for me. It's just, you can't transform it and say that it works well.
No.
It's a nice Transformers toy if you don't transform it.
So I think what I would have liked to see them do instead was to do an adaptation of the original Bat Optimus Primal from the first Beast Wars basic 2-pack. I still don't think the robot mode styling would be right for that, but it would seem less immediately wrong because there's not as much media associated with that to kind of tell you they're going off in a completely wrong direction, or, okay, not a wrong direction, but a completely left direction. Because if you're not right, you're left. I think they'd have more room for interesting interpretation in that without having such an immediate reaction of, no, this is not what this should be.
Yeah, but if you are interested in picking this up, this will be available in the first quarter of 2018, and it's about $120.
That's a mighty price on that.
That's expensive for a Motormaster monkey. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the head is totally Motormaster and monkey mode. I like the robot mode. I'm with you, Eric. I really do like it. Although, yeah, and there's a picture where you can kind of see it at an angle when its legs are collapsed for monkey mode. That does not look like a good transformation in, as far as the legs go. So,
which picture is that?
Oh, geez. I don't know.
I feel like he's basically got Optimus Prime's head in his crotch.
Is that the one where he's doing the Iron Man punch the ground thing?
It's around there. It's two before that.
Right before that.
Yeah. Oh, to the left. Yeah, like you can tell, like the knee just kind of collapses.
That's
like
bad.
This.
That's bad. Yeah, yeah, that's bad.
I feel like it's hard to mess up the gorilla as bad as they did. Like I feel like you have to try to do. I don't know. Like I feel. I don't know. I just. It seems like they really attempted to make it look like Motor Master. Like, how can we make this not look like a monkey? Just put a box around its head. Like, I don't know. Like it's just. It seems like they put too much effort into making the monkey bad.
And I like the fact that they engineered this so it could stand up and do the two-legged pose the same way the masterpiece, Optimus Primal, ended up being engineered. Like, I appreciate that little attention to detail, but it feels wasted in this product.
Yeah.
I just, like, the first rule, or one of the rules of making a Transformers figure is don't put a head in the crotch that looks like it's just hanging there.
Well, what if you're into that?
I mean, if you like that thing, that's fine. I mean,
still a rule.
Oh, okay.
But I've never seen a figure that I can think of off the top of my head that has that head placement.
You can,
and it worked out well.
Yeah. If you want, you can make it so that Power of the Prime Starscream has a head in his crotch. If you don't,
I tried. It doesn't work.
Oh, really?
I tried. Yeah.
Oh, you know, like
flip around.
So just off the top of my head, like Beast Wars Silverbolt transforms by putting the Beast Mode head into where the robot pelvis comes together. So if you look at that from the back, there is a dog nose sticking out of it.
See, I actually tried this for photos, and it won't bend this. Oh, the arm's in the way.
Sorry, no, it's that. Putting
no, I mean, it's robot you can head. Make is yeah, the robot mode.
The Starscream head can be a robot head, whereas the combiner crotch is.
Yeah, if you don't tuck the head in like you're supposed to. Yeah, that's exactly. A mistransformation.
Yeah, I think they saw enough people take pictures of the Mega or the Galvatron head from Cyclonus and Combiner Wars, and they're like, we're not making that happen again.
So yeah, I tried to get. They even made sure, like, this head wouldn't bend the wrong way, because then it
would
totally
be higher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it would totally be.
Yeah. But
doesn't work. I'm probably the only person that tried that, but. You know.
No, trust me. There's no way you are. Have you met the fandom?
The only one that made that much of a deal about it, though.
Yes.
But, yeah. Next up, we have Planet X PX-16. Charon,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm mad. I was already going to buy their Magnus, and then they had to do this. Now I have to buy the mold twice. Like, seriously. What the heck? I mean, good job. Like, you got my money twice. But, it looks pretty to me. I have a thing for Fall of Cybertron, so I didn't get the regular one, though, because I didn't need that bad. But whenever you take a third party prime that I'm somewhat interested in, and then turn it black, I have to buy it. So
it's your curse.
We know.
So the thing that immediately jumps out to me about this, and I'm probably late to the game because I didn't pay attention to the Optimus or the Ultra Magnus version that much, but they've taken that really cool sword design from the official toy that split and recombined and did all the different things, and they've made it a single piece. Mm-hmm. And it just seems like it's missing the point. But that could just be me.
No, I wouldn't argue that.
I mean, those Fall of Cybertron toys really stood out to me for all the stuff you could do with their accessories. There's a lot of flexibility and kind of imagination at work in that. I really appreciated that. And it just kind of makes me sad to see that that's not really reflected in this, like, you know, higher end updating of the concept.
They're just trying to go for accuracy and like screen accuracy, which, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I prefer it the way, you know, you're describing, but since I really like Fall of Cybertron
and it's a Black Optimus Prime,
I just say it's a Black Optimus Prime, so I'm gonna buy it.
It's a nice Path Blaster, though.
I've heard that it's a really good mold, though. Like, I know someone that bought the original, and I wasn't interested in the original at all, just because I don't need another Optimus Prime figure, but I do need another Nemesis Prime figure, so
I just remember, like, the Hasbro version of this. It was a deluxe class figure. It was right when they were They were downsizing anything, everything. It was so simple and so small. And I don't know if it's these photos, but these photos don't make it look any bigger.
Oh, it's much bigger. It's at least Voyager size.
Yeah.
No, Diecast is right. These photos don't really do a good job of conveying the scale of the toy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't want to go with just the blank white background. Like, I know for like catalog photography, like this essentially is, it's the generally accepted practice, but it makes it really hard if you don't put something else in there to really make it look like it's a big item.
I feel like that's kind of fair, though, if they already have a version of the mold out. Like, if it's already been out and reviewed and stuff, I feel like it's more forgivable now versus if it was their first version. But
I think I'm just still thinking Hasbro version in my head, and I'm like, that really wasn't that great of a toy. I mean, it was almost like a Legends deluxe.
Well,
figure.
that's exaggerating, I think, but yeah.
it's pretty much the size of a current deluxe figure.
No, some of the current deluxes are actually bigger.
Yeah.
one of the problems with the conveying the scale here is that the wheels are just so big relative to the body. And one thing that you get trained to do over time is associate a certain proportion of wheel to vehicle. And that's not just in the realm of toys, like just experience with real cars in the real world. The wheels are pretty small relative to the size of a car. So when you see something with giant wheels like this, it has a way of kind of diminishing what the whole rest of it looks like if you don't have another frame of reference.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric, if you like Nemesis Prime and you like this mold and you're going to buy it, you're going to have to buy the add-on kit because you know they're going to make that in black too.
What was the add-on kit?
The add-on kit is, we saw it at TFCon in DC, and it basically takes this mold and makes it a little bit bigger.
You're not thinking of the upgrade kit for the original deluxe toy, are you? Because I only know of that. I didn't know there was an upgrade for this mold. You're sure you're not thinking of that?
I think they're upgrading their own mold. It's Planet X's upgrade, and they're upgrading their own mold. So they announced it. They're doing it in the Optimus Prime colors first. But of course, if this is the exact same mold, just in another color, they're going to do this one too. So you'll be able to buy the add-on kit too.
Great. I'm curious to see what that looks like now, because I had no idea that was a thing.
I'll find it and I'll put it in the link.
Okay.
If I'd gotten into the third-party stuff a little sooner, I'd probably be, because I really like the aesthetic.
Broke.
Well, I am, so I'm there already. Power Baser's on the way, everyone. But like, I really like
what
Planet X does with. That wasn't you. I wanted that for a while. That was you. What am I saying? But like I like the designs, and you know, Planet X does a great job. Still would love to get that Grimlock someday, but that's probably going to be.
I want the Fire Blast version. I think it's called Hephaestus, the one that's red with like the black lightning bolts.
I don't remember the exact name, but yeah. Oh,
it looks so cool. Yeah. The third-party one's Hephaestus. I think it was a Takara. It was called like Fire Blast.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Hephaestus for the rest of us?
You have it, don't you?
That was a week ago.
I could have sworn.
Which one?
It's the Planet X there, Grimlock, but it's like the red and black version with like green.
Yes.
Yeah, that toy is so pretty. I want that so bad.
Yeah. I think that's my first Planet X toy, actually.
Probably. Did you like it?
Yeah, it was good.
I'm still curious about their Trypticon. I haven't heard of a single person that's bought it.
No, I don't think a lot of people bought it.
There's videos out there for it. Is this an upgrade kit, or is this just their Ultra Magnus in like prototype plastics?
I'm pretty sure it's the Ultra Magnus in prototype plastics.
I'm pretty sure it's an upgrade kit.
Wait, where did you put the link?
In the Skype chat.
What? It's not there for me. Hold on. It's not my. Maybe it's slow. I don't know.
Scroll down to the bottom, Eric.
It doesn't seem to add a lot of mass to the figure.
Not a ton.
Let's see. Da-da-da. My computer's slow.
Yeah, because
is definitely their Ultra Magnus. That's a remold. I'm almost certain it's a remold.
Well, they have a picture of it.
They're just showing it with the original figure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that is their Ultra Magnus, though.
Hmm.
Yeah, because it wouldn't be $115 if it was an add-on kit, while the
better not be.
The Nemesis color is $105 for the whole figure. Yeah.
I always thought it was an add-on kit the way they showed it.
It looks like it is extra armor pieces that fit over the base figure.
But I'm assuming
They have the toolings done for the base figure, so it's easy to have a few of those run in the Ultra Magnus plastic colors. But they would still need to be doing the test shot phase for the extra pieces that'd be coming with it, and that would explain the $10 price bump over the base model.
Yeah, no, that's definitely Ultra Magnus.
Well, yeah. And if you look at some of the other pictures too, they show some other test shots of the armor on the Optimus Prime figure, using that as the base body. So that's definitely extra parts, but it's also a full figure underneath it too that'll be in Ultra Magnus colors.
I mean, technically Ultra Magnus is an add-on is more or less what he always has been, so
yeah. I'm curious, are you saying that you think these parts come off though?
Because yeah I think so.
I don't know, because like I don't think Prime's feet are there in the
Well, let me open it again because I just closed the tab. Thanks, Eric.
I'm pretty sure, like, I think that they're using, at least the way I'm seeing it, it kind of looks to me as if they're keeping the parts that are the same as Optimus Prime. Like they're just using an Optimus Prime, but they took off the parts that are Prime specific and put on the parts that are Magnus specific. I don't know, though.
It's a heavy remold.
The original feet, I think, are there. Because if you look at the side view vehicle picture, you can see them sticking out from behind the back set of wheels.
So
they are still there. I think they fold up.
They must fold up. Okay.
So anyway, this is Planet X PX-14 Apollo, and it is $114.99. So like Chris said, it's $10 higher than their other mold for the black
January one. 2018, and they don't even have colored shots of that.
Yeah, I think they're making that.
They should update that.
Why not? No one else updates their dates for anything.
I would actually prefer it probably as an upgrade kit. That way I could just slap some parts on. Prime and an Ultra Magnus out of it. That would be awesome.
There's every possibility they could release those armor pieces as their own thing to upgrade the Optimus and the Nemesis versions. But with the Ultra Magnus, of course, it's going to come as one set because they want it to look like Ultra Magnus.
Yeah, the color. The figure
underneath would be white, because then I would have a white Prime and a black Prime, since I'm going to buy the black one. That just look cool to me, at least.
To you, yes.
that's why I added that. I'm not saying it's everyone's.
No, Eric, what you'd have to do is get two of the Nemesis and one of the Ultra Magnus. If it was a white one, then you'd have Oreo Prime.
And then they'll come out with a trailer for it. And
So what's next, Diecast?
Next, we got Dr. Wu. I love these Dr. Wu accessories. M09 Arthur, which is their sword that...
It's the Excalibur.
Yeah, the Excalibur that Cade held in the movie. But I'm just figuring, why would you make this accessory? Because who's going to hold it?
Masterpiece Optimus, I assume?
But Masterpiece Optimus never used Excalibur in the movie.
Yeah. That's not the point. Cogman comes with Excalibur too, and he never used that in the movie.
True. Yeah, but Cogman's cooler.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe this is not going to argue that for Cogman. I don't think so because the
pommel on it is too big to fit through a 5mm post.
But I'm just saying, you know, it makes sense because there's so many people with Cogmans that want a better sword.
And Skeletron is the one holding it in the photos.
Making it for the knights. That must be weird.
Well,
wait, maybe the bottom comes off because
still pretty big in Skeletron's hands. I still think this is probably more meant for the movie Masterpieces, proportion wise.
Yeah.
Or possibly Dragonstorm, maybe.
But it is only $10.
Yeah.
I just feel like
that's not bad. It's not great, but
yeah.
I feel like my power baser needs a sword now for $10.
Really taking a long time to get these things out. I mean, you're just announcing it now, and we had the Blu-ray out for what, like 6 months now?
Yeah, but if they can sell these things for $10, there's obviously not much production cost that goes into them, so it doesn't matter if they're slow sellers or whatever.
Yeah.
And the Dr. Wu stuff tends to actually move, I think, because of the accessible price point.
Yeah.
I mean, but speaking of movie Dr. Wu figures, we do have another one, Dr. Wu M11 Merlin, which is their the staff that they were holding at the end of the movie.
The magic plot device.
The magic device.
No, magic plot device. That's an important distinction.
It really is.
Which one? The cube, the matrix, the
one from the last movie.
But this one's a little bit more expensive. This one's $13.99. And it looks like, well, they have, is that Leader or Voyager?
Voyager, I think.
Voyager.
Voyager Megatron holding it. So, yeah, I don't need that. I don't need that stupid plot point.
You wouldn't be able to see it in Leader Megatron's hands because his gun would cover it.
They need to make it so it can shrink and then go in Optimus Prime's chest. He can just open up his chest and just put it in a little pocket.
It would be a little more than 13 then.
If you could do that, sense. I would buy it.
I just don't understand these late movie accessories. I really, really don't. Like, maybe the sword, okay. Like, you know, you can probably use it for any figure if you want a decent looking sword, because...
Well, and don't forget, yes,
I have to assume these Dr. Wu things are low run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're late accessories, but so's Wave 2.
You're not wrong.
I know I'm not. It just showed up at my Walmart the other week.
What happened to Wave 3 or 4, actually?
They don't exist anymore.
I hope they come out at some point. I mean, there's got to be a bunch of Wave 4 boxes somewhere.
Yeah, I thought we would end up seeing them at like TJ Maxx, Ross, those kind of places.
I hope not, unless I know someone that can grab me one, because I never find that stuff at the TJ Maxx or Ross near me. They never have toys.
Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't seen that stuff. It's probably going to be one of those things where it's going to be a year later and they'll show up at Ollie's real cheap.
Probably. If someone near an Ollie's can get me one, I'll be happy with that. But otherwise, I'll be mad because I never see discount store stuff that everyone else does.
No, I don't think many people see it, because the problem with discount store stuff is it's dirt cheap. So people buy it and they're like, oh, now I can.
Well, and the distribution is inconsistent because not all stores get the same quantities. Some stores don't even get a whole case worth. Mm-hmm. So it's a real crapshoot on whether even the stuff you would be looking for is going to show up.
Yeah, I think a year ago my TJ Maxx had like 8 or 10 of the G2 Menosaur.
I think the only real exception to that has been maybe the Combiner Wars sets, because the Menosaurs were pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
And before not that, it was the final wave of Age of Extinction deluxes. Those hit pretty well in force in Marshalls and Ross and TJ Maxx in some cases, and kind of had a shelf life even there.
I saw those at actual retail. Like, I did too. Hotshot, right?
Yeah. Hotshot and Snarl.
Yep.
Notably.
And then next item up is MAS-02 Megatron Mega 18-inch action figure, and this is the one that goes along with the Prime that I have. And I don't know that it was up for pre-order yet, but it is now.
I thought Soundwave just went up for pre-order.
Soundwave, maybe, they just teased
a prototype
of. Yeah.
Okay.
This Megatron looks pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like it.
I'm glad I don't need to buy it, because it's an 18-inch Megatron that doesn't transform, so I'm good, but...
I'm glad Diecast has to buy it, because he got the Optimus Prime.
Yep.
So we'll see this.
To the death. Yeah.
I like his chest opening up in that one picture. That's really nice.
Yeah, it looks decent. They have some good detail in there.
The proportions just seem weird, though.
Do they? Maybe.
Yeah.
The torso is short. The legs are over thick.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you the torso. Sunk
down
yeah.
into the shoulders. Also, I don't like this main image because it looks like he's just like conducting a band.
Yes, he does.
Now, if he had like sassy voice clips, like from Combiner Wars or something, then I would want him. But
I'll take that.
I would buy that.
Well, maybe this image is just transformed wrong. Oh. No, I fully support Diecast spending $200 a pop on these. So keep them coming.
Just remember to buy it from Taobao so you have a 50-50 chance of losing it.
Yeah, or overpaying for shipping. That's what happened with the Prime. Prime was really expensive to ship, and they said the reason it was as expensive is because it was big and it was light. Yeah. So if it would have been heavier, it would have been cheaper to ship for some reason. I think that's because then they don't have to worry about it breaking. Yeah.
It's size.
I guess it almost falls under like a fragile type of parcel because it was lightweight and so big.
Well, I think there's a special handling issue with it too, just in that someone actually has to keep up with it and know that it has to go up high where most big boxes are going to go down on the bottom level. So,
Now, are you going to go
probably from their point of view too, it's like this is space that we could be shipping more material in, but we're not because it's a big, large volume item with no mass hardly. So we're going to charge you more for that because we got, you know, bump something else to another flight or whatever.
Yeah. Are you going completionist on this whole thing, Diecast? Are you just going to, now you've got Prime and Megatron?
Yeah, I was originally Prime and Megatron. I'm not going for Soundwave because then, you know.
Well, until Skyfire comes out, then you have
Do a Skyfire, then yeah, I got to get it.
But how big would that be?
Huge. Huge.
I mean, realistically, it doesn't have to be in scale with the other ones.
These are all 18-inch figures, so yeah. Yeah, that's because Prime's pretty bulky, so I'm assuming that's why Megatron's legs are so big, is because next to Prime, he would look skinny if he didn't have a little bit of a bulk to it on the legs and stuff.
I bet their Starscream's going to look pretty awesome. I can't wait to see that. That'll be a good one.
Well, see, they have to do, they're doing Autobot, Decepticon, Decepticon, so the next one would have to be an Autobot, which they do.
Probably.
Blaster?
I feel like it'd be maybe Bumblebee.
Blaster would make sense, you know, if they want to pair them off.
Soundwave, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Billy and...
Although I was thinking they'd want to go for something more popular. Like, Soundwave is way more popular of a character than, you know, Blaster is.
Yeah.
So that's why I was thinking Bumblebee. But I think a Blaster would be better, but...
It would match better with what they're doing right now, yeah.
Yeah. Because I think in Season 1, they were kind of playing it like Soundwave's counterpart was Brawn.
Yeah, probably.
You know, if they weren't adhering to, and I mean, we're just speculating that, but if they weren't adhering to, you know, matching the faction numbers, like a Shockwave would be interesting to see as the next one. Soundwave.
I would actually consider buying that.
Actually, yeah. I want to see what their Shockwave looks like.
No, I don't, because I would consider buying that. At least they're not doing a non-transforming Tarn.
Well, somebody's already got that covered.
I know. I'm already buying one.
That's Flame Toys, right?
It is Flame Toys, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Which means it's going to be plenty expensive.
Their Drift looks amazing. I'm
glad they're $300 figure, expensive. Right?
It's what?
Yeah. Aren't they $300?
Yeah, something like that.
I'm aware.
Just making sure.
Yeah. Want to make sure that you're aware, Eric.
Does anyone know when that comes out? I don't think Tarn has a release date. Although they showed off a bunch of other ones too, like Star Saber. Star Saber looks nice, but I'm only buying Tarn, and then I'm completely done and not even looking at the rest of these.
Yeah, and then they have a Prime and a Starscream.
Yeah, I think Prime Star Saber. Weird. Mm-hmm.
I think Star Saber is in the same product class as Tarn and Drift, but I think the Prime and Starscream are a different line.
Yeah.
The
Star Saber is IDW. It seems like that line's just IDW as of now. And then Prime and Starscream are like their own designs. Yeah. I'm curious if they'll keep doing that, if they'll just keep doing IDW designs in that main line, or if they'll do something else.
If people keep buying them, yes.
Speaking of, what do you want this year? Everyone gets to pick one official and one third party item they'd like to see this year. These are not predictions. These are just off the top of your head, whatever you would want.
All right, who's up first? Eric, you go.
Well, you know what he's going to say.
Let's get out of the way.
I'd want an official Tarn. That's what I'd go for, official. Just because
the Flame Toys is an official Tarn.
It is.
Official it's a licensed product. No, you're not wrong. I know you're right. But official transforming Tarn would be neat. Also, I feel like he'd be just a solid Voyager. He wouldn't be hard to do. He'd be like, I don't understand why they haven't. I feel like he's a solid choice, but I don't know. I guess maybe not enough people have asked them. I can work on that. But I don't know. I think that'd be a good one. And then unofficial, I would love to see Wai Zhang do an upscaled bisque with you know, a few improvements, because he's already, you know, pretty perfect. But there's a little bit that could be done.
So upscaling, are we saying Voyager sized?
No, I want a Titan bisque.
I'm okay with an upscale bisque. I'll give you that.
A leader just make it the like size of the Wai Zhang combiner limbs.
There you go.
But make like a combiner bisque? Oh, that's a good idea.
If you say so.
And then they could do a throne diecast. Right? It'd be easy.
All right. Yeah, I'll go. Official. That one's actually kind of hard. Third party, I would want a Unicron.
Titan Thermidor.
Jesus.
I feel like eventually we have to get a third party Unicron, especially the figures have been getting larger from the third party community. And I think it's time. We got Omega Supreme from two different companies that's pretty large, so I don't see why we couldn't get...
Well, the Omega Supremes could have bankrupted them.
Well, yeah, but...
I feel true. Like even third-party companies have to draw the line somewhere.
Why would that be where you draw the line?
If they didn't draw the line at the sixth Springer...
Yeah.
But there's a difference between six Springers and a house.
We have a Motormaster Monkey now. I mean, you know.
Original does not mean good, just for one. Just putting that out there.
I mean, I would be happy with a Unicron. I know some people would say Unicron has to be bigger than Omega Supreme, but I would be totally happy if in robot mode it was the same size as Omega Supreme.
Well, the official Titan size ones will be the same, so.
So here's my thing. If third party does tackle Unicron, I want them to go outside the box with it. I don't want them to just make something that turns from a planet into a big robot, because that's easy. Hasbro's done that several times, although mostly it's been the same mold. Point being, though, with third party, you have a lot more option to innovate the idea. So, like, Iron Factory or somebody you know, specializes in the small scale figures. Wait for it, Eric. Somebody who specializes in the small scale figures do like a Unicron's head that doesn't turn into a robot. It opens up into a playset.
You know,
some kind of a base thing that you can interact your figures with that. Like, it would still satisfy the criteria, you know, get a third party Unicron. Unicron's head is kind of an iconic image, you know. So, like, there would definitely be some traction on that, and it would be a way to be unique in what would eventually become, you know, the realm of Unicrons as all third-party things become their own species.
It's an awesome idea, but to be honest, the only company I would see likely to do a Unicron playset would be Hasbro.
I could live with that.
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying in terms of if if you're expecting, it's a different thing to want a third party to do that. I think that'd be a great dream, but I do not expect a third party to do that because I doubt.
I thought this was our blue sky section segment.
You're right, but it was diecast. He wants a masterpiece, right? You said you want just a master. You just want a planet that turns into a robot.
Masterpiece third party. Yeah, but it doesn't, like I said, Fans Toys Omega Supreme, I'd be totally fine with it in robot mode being the same size as that. I think that would work for Unicron. And my official one is I want another Bulkhead figure. We haven't got Bulkhead in a while. And
we should get a Generations Bulkhead. Yeah. We won't, but we should.
I like that character. I liked it in both animated and Prime. And I mean, Bulkhead's kind of dropped off the face of the map.
He was in Robots right in Disguise, now. Not the toy line, but the show. So like the character isn't gone.
Although I can imagine the character probably got de-emphasized with Movie Hound being a thing.
Yes, because that essentially is Movie Bulkhead, you know?
Yeah. So I'm gonna roll off of diecast here and start with my official one, which is fairly simple. I just want to see the Power of the Primes Jazz redecoed, retooled as Transformers Prime Knockout.
Oh yes.
Oh yes.
Because it's in the same line of thought as where diecast is going here, which is that I want to see more non-G1 stuff come into Generations. There's a whole wealth of characters, you know, not even just from recent series. You can go back to Energon, Armada, even Cybertron. There's original characters, original designs, all of which would be suitable for updating, reworking, reintroducing in Generations. Like, take Generations back to being Generations, not Generation 1.2.
Did you read my thread that I had? I literally tweeted that out like a day or two ago. A long thread on that.
No, I didn't. I know this probably sounds like plagiarism at this point, but no, I legitimately didn't.
No, that's like almost word for word what I said. I kept capitalizing the S in Generations and being like, why do you have that name if you're not applying it anymore?
You're a smart kid, Eric.
And apparently I was told by someone, they named, you know, like six characters within the past 4 years. And they're like, what are you talking about? Those characters weren't G1. I was like, I apologize.
Six characters in the past 4 years.
So many. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you're right. Less than 10% of a toy line, you know, being not G1. You're totally right. That's diverse enough to be called Generations. Okay.
I do want to say
the government.
I do want to say you're absolutely right. I agree with you 100%.
Yes.
The only thing is, I don't think they'll do it till after Power of the Primes is over.
I think you're right.
100%.
The other thing I wanted to say is Grimlockimus, or how do you say that? He does customs on Twitter.
I think it's Grimlockimus.
Grimlockimus. Yeah. He does awesome customs. He actually did a custom of Jazz as Knockout.
I didn't see
amazing.
That one.
Amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. So he's definitely worth following on Twitter.
Yeah.
If you're on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
The stuff he's doing made into Prime Breakdown? Because, like, I feel like you can't have Prime Knockout without Prime Breakdown.
Yeah, he was lamenting that he didn't have the Unite Warriors Breakdown to pair with his custom Knockout. To which I, of course, responded, well, I have Unite Warriors Breakdown. You could just give me Knockout and then the problem is solved. You know. So my third party wish it exists for this year is Iron Factory Lord Scorpion as reimagined by Wai Zhang.
Yeah.
At Voyager scale with the Titan Master compatibility.
Then wouldn't it be cool?
That's going to be my wish it exists third party thing for every year until it does exist. So, you know,
wouldn't
get
it be
comfortable.
Cool if they did a black redeco and then also like upscaled the head too and then, you know, did that. That'd be neat.
I'd go for it.
Cool. So my turn?
Jason, you're up.
All right. So official, I think I would like them to do, and I don't know if they'll do it in Power of the Primes, if maybe they do it when it's over. I would like a deluxe Repugnus to fill in with the other two.
Yes.
Monster bots that they did.
Yes.
I don't want that to happen just to annoy him. I'm sorry, but I just find it hilarious.
That's going to be mayhem for 2019.
Oh, my God. You're probably right.
You have Masterpiece
monster bots.
I mean, I understand.
They're not. I know they're not the same thing, but you have a nice Repugnus figure.
Oh, and I know, and I do, but I still would like. What's wrong with wanting a $20 figure just to finish the other two? I mean, that's fine too.
They could retool Double Cross again, couldn't they, to make a Repugnus out of that?
I think they could.
I originally didn't think so, and then someone showed me
yes.
like their concept of it, and yes, 100% yeah. they could make it work.
Yeah. So I would like to see that. I know some people think we're going to get one. Like, in a...
Did you ever get a claw hand?
No, because I haven't sold any Toys R Us yet, Eric.
Okay, thanks. Sorry. I was just curious. Probably shouldn't have asked.
Oh, boy. And for my third party, as much as I'd like official to do this, I know that
you want a Dr. Wu claw hand for your Grotesque. Yes,
Shapeways, somebody help. I want a third party to tackle something which I know Hasbro won't, because Robots in Disguise is over. They've already made it clear they're not going to do anything more with it. I want a third party to give me my dang bigger spring load. I want a third party Voyager or Deluxe class spring load. And
what's a spring load?
From Robots in Disguise.
It's the frog.
The one that once got ranting about the like Magic City.
Duralis, yes.
Yeah, Duralis.
The city of Duralis. Because then I can take my scatter shot and pair it up, and they can do the Two Idiots Steal a Tank episode, which is meant to be. But yeah, no, I have bought four of the small class ones of those, just because, well, my son has a couple too, but like, or some of them, just because I was like, hey, if I buy enough of these, they'll make a big one, right? No, obviously, but no, I want a third party.
That's good in general concept too. I mean, if we can't expect it in generations, which I think we've established we can't,
no,
like third party or somebody, you know, take on some of these Robots in Disguise designs that got minimal toy representation or even no toy representation at all.
Yep.
I mean, it's not where animated was at its height of popularity by any means, but like there is an audience for this kind of stuff, I think.
And almost anyone I know that's gotten their hands on the RID Decepticons has loved them, with like the exception of Steeljaw, who
Steeljaw was the first one.
I mean, I love his design, like in the show. I would love a third party Steeljaw because it's a cool look.
I would absolutely take third party Steeljaw. Yeah.
Yeah. People love Fracture, Thunderhoof, Bisk. I mean, I joke about it all the time, but like he is a really neat and different toy. So, like, there's some ground to, you know, work off of.
Yep.
Masterpiece Bisque.
You're the worst.
I know. It's great.
Just what we need to, you know, give the kid a gimmick.
But yeah, I feel like you'll be me with Springload, though, if you get that.
No, I will never be you on anything. I can promise you.
Yeah, you're too old.
Exactly. I don't have that kind of youthful, exuberant energy that you do, Eric. I don't have that.
Life has crushed him already, Eric. Yes,
I am dead inside. It's not going to happen.
He just has school. He has extra time.
I know.
Ah, oh, gosh. You have no idea how many hours a day I draw. Oh. Oh.
I know those hand cramps must just be terrible.
Actually, usually it's my back. Drawing. Aww.
Yeah, that was coming.
After like the calluses.
Again, from drawing.
Why is my hand hairy?
From drawing. Boy. See, that's what you get. That's what you get for Bisque. Just so you know.
I've gotten so many people, though, like almost, you know, every week I have people comment like, man, we really need a Generations Bisque. I just think to myself, I'm like, you would never say that if I didn't post him every day. And I'm like, what am I doing? I know people that have gone on eBay and bought him for absurd prices because they're like, I just couldn't help it after I saw Bisque's Adventures. And I'm like, what am I doing? I'm actually causing people harm.
That's like when they watch the TV show and then they want the character because now they, you know, they relate to it.
Yeah.
See, but when they watch the TV show, usually they can go get it in the store. But now I'm doing it post the point of being able to do that. And now people are going and buying it for more than it's
worth.
This is super priced... villains of the future right now. This is what evil looks like in 10 years.
And part of me is like, what am I doing? And on the other hand, it makes me happy. I must be terrible.
You are.
Yeah, you are.
I'm just waiting on my Thermidor to come out.
Oh my gosh. Same. I get people ask me all the time, where's Thermidor? I don't know.
You should
let me know.
Toys R Us, I'm hearing little bits and pieces that it's that wave's starting to filter out more, but mostly at Toys R Us.
I keep looking.
Well, keep looking.
Mm-hmm. The problem with Toys R Us is right around this year is when they do their inventory right after Christmas. Yeah,
so you're probably
going
to wait a few weeks.
It's probably going to be like February before we start seeing that wave.
Mm. But, you know, all hope is not lost.
Yep.
Probably.
But that's all we have this week. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Hopefully you can support us by going to tfradio.net/Amazon and do all your Amazon shopping there. And it kicks a couple pennies back.
Yes.
Hopefully you can buy a bisque. Buy a
I wonder how much he's on Amazon. He's $30 cheapest on eBay. For the cheapest. Warrior. Yeah, that's the cheapest you can get him on eBay is $30. Let's see. Amazon. We need to make a link for Warrior Class Bisque.
But last time I checked, they do have some Power of the Primes figures on Amazon. So if you're not able to get them yet, you can get them on Amazon. And I would assume the leaders are going to be there any day.
Probably so. The other, usual suspect online retailers posted their pre-orders on the 1st, as I predicted they would recently on RFC. Because I'm just great like that. So Amazon's usually not quite as on the mark with the listings going up, but it should be any time now.
But they tend to go later. If you wait a little, the leaders have tended to go cheaper, haven't they?
Yeah. I mean, obviously it's a new line, so you can't say for 100% certain, but
we leader classes in the past I know Combined Wars dropped because those were not popular, but I mean the.
But Titan of course, if you want to support the show, you will buy them from Amazon at full price
or higher when they go up to like $60.
Hey, buy it maybe for $45 on Amazon.
I'm just waiting to buy them. I'm just waiting to buy them on Amazon so I don't have to fight with Target employees.
There you go.
Yeah. No, but in all seriousness, these leaders at least should end up going down in price because they're wave one and they will be saturating like mad.
Yep.
But they're good toys, so if you don't want to wait, we won't blame you.
I'm not going to wait. As soon as they go on Amazon, I'm buying them.
So usually we say at the end of the show, that's where our money went this week. But for me and for Diecast and for Jason, we're still waiting for where our money went this week because people either won't take our money or we've had delays and the place our money went hasn't come yet.
Yep.
And my money went to college.
This has been There Goes My Money.